This week, this weekend at our house, we have visitors, which is always fun and aggravating. And it's the fun part is that they come and visit, and just last night, a van load of little girls and my sister-in-law rolled, and the little girls did roll out of the minivan. They drove from Louisville. It's actually pronounced, there are no vowels in the word Louisville, it's Louisville. And they came up, and they rolled in our living room, but before having guests, oh, we also have my brother-in-law's coming in from San Francisco today with his family and little baby, and it's just fun to see them. But because they're coming, I was scrubbing my garage floor yesterday. Because it's very important to guests that you have a clean garage floor. And I was soaping up the back of the house, the siding, and thinking, yeah, they'll love this. Guests very much enjoy clean drawers. They very much want all your towels washed and put away just fine. It's what we do. We used to, at our house, we have this friend, Kevin. Every time we boiled broccoli, Kevin came over. And I don't know if you're familiar with the smell of boiled broccoli, but it never smells good. It is a bad smell that fills the whole house. And then if you combine broccoli with Febreze, it's just horrible. And you can only do that three times before you realize it's bad. So Kevin comes every time we boil broccoli, and we'd be making that for supper, and we'd hear the knock at the door, and it's Kevin again, isn't it? He thinks that we just live in a stinky house. When guests come, when visitors come, we clean up for them, or some of us do. I went to stay with my brother once, and he said, we would be clean, but we decided to have kids instead. So, and as a brother would, he said, so get used to it. And make yourself at home. Make yourself at home. Have you ever said that to somebody? This is where the milk is. This is where the cups are. Make yourself at home. You're welcome here. I'm glad you're here. Do you ever remember being little and going to somebody else's house? You ever stay over at somebody else's house and their dishes are shaped wrong? You know, when you're little, you grow up and your bowls are shaped correctly, the way that all the bowls in the world should be shaped. But you go to somebody else's house and you pour the cereal in or you have whatever and the bowl's just, it's just a funny, weird shape. And the spoon is the wrong size and it feels strange in your mouth. And the milk, oh, the milk at other people's houses, it's not right at all. It's called this strange, exotic thing. They call it skim. Oh, it's just wrong. It's supposed to be thick and white and leave your mouth with a coat of happiness and joy. But some people just do it wrong. But you have to be polite and you have to eat theirs. But when you go to visit somebody, when you're at somebody else's house, you're a little put off. The world isn't quite right at their house, or it's very right. I remember going to visit one cousin, and this cousin's house, they let their kids drink pop. Oh. And like a good host, they opened the fridge and said, there's the pop. Help make yourself at home. For a little boy of 19, you look at that and you think, oh, all the pop I want. We see, and in our Old Testament passage, we see the heart of God. We see what God enjoys. There's Abram. His name has been changed to Abraham. And he sees God coming. And so he calls back to his helpers, his servants, whoever, and says, let's put stakes on. I mean, isn't this a strange story? God's coming by, so Abraham puts stakes on. So God, what do you like, medium, medium rare? Well, my brother, the same brother, told me to get used to it. He went into this house once and said, all right, how do you like your burgers? You want medium, medium rare, well? And they went through and somebody said, how do you keep track of them all? He said, oh, I don't. I just ask. They're all getting them well done. But what an odd story. God moves through life and Abraham cooks him up some steaks. Come on over, God. Have some steaks. And then we see a story of Mary and Martha. And they invite Jesus in. And in doing that, for two single women to invite a guy into their house, they were risking something there. They were risking rumors and things that people say, but it was worth it. Because it was Jesus. And we have this, or I'll say I have this idea sometimes that we visit God. We come to see God. We knock on God's door. And we leave messages for God. We call them prayers. I heard a singer once say that when he was little, his dad would be locked up in the study at home. And as a little boy, he wanted to talk to his dad, and he couldn't. So he would write notes to his dad and pass them under the door. Is that who God is to us? I think that God went to so much work, that God so loved the world that he sent his son, that it's the other way around. That God is knocking on our hearts, or tapping, or whispering, saying, will you let me in? Can I come into your life? And would we grill up good steaks? Or if you're vegetarian, would you grill up a good carrot for God? Or I'm not trying to insult, but I can't help myself. Well, I'll do penance and we'll work on that next week. No, but would you put out the best for God? If you knew that God's beloved son was coming to your house tonight, would you put out the best dishes you have? Or would you put out the ordinary stuff? Or is that the same thing? Or would you put out paper plates? Or would you work all day tidying up your house to make it just right so that God could come in and enjoy? And would you think about your living room and say, you know, I haven't painted all the walls in there. There's some spackling on the side. If you could just wait a half an hour, God, then I'll get the walls painted and you'll love it. You can come on in. And you think about that. Is that the way it is with all our life? I would love to have God in my heart all day long, but if I could just patch up a couple areas first. Or when you have guests come to your house, is there ever that room that it's just best just to close the door? You know, and that room just happens to be by the bathroom, so you know they're going to see it. So just close the door. Well, this is the door right here. Did you know there's a door here? I can't show you what's in here. It's a mess. Or do you close off your whole basement or the whole upstairs? And do we do that with God? Oh, God, I'd love to have you over. I'd love to have you in my heart and my life. But right now I'm having a fight with this person, so if we could just close the door on that part of my life, then we could talk about the pleasant things. Dear God, I'd love to have you over for supper, but there's a whole basement area in my life that's very troubled. And I'm worried. And I'm scared right now. And I'm upset. So can we just close the door on that part? And then we'll have a pleasant visit. We'll sing praise songs and hymns. But then when you sing some of the hymns, you notice some of the words are talking about the basement part of our lives. Some of the hymns are talking about the attic part of our lives, the messy parts of our lives, the things we're scared about. And God taps at our heart and says, will you let me in? Can I have a way into that part of your life? And can we clean it up together? Or Can we sit down in the mess of it all and enjoy each other in the middle of it all? Do we have to clean up everything and get everything just so? There's Mary and Martha, and they're eating with Jesus. They're eating with God's Son. They're eating with true light from true light eternal. And there's Martha in the kitchen washing dishes. That old Mary, my little sister Mary, she never helps out. I unloaded the dishwasher this morning. Mary was gone. I had this very discussion with a family member yesterday. You know, every time it's time to do the dishes, somebody's gone and I'm loading the dishwasher. I mean, do you have that in life? If you ever go on a youth mission trip, at the end of the night, there's always a discussion. You know, God love them, and I won't say any names, but so-and-so just walked around. Or one year we went on a mission trip and there's this one guy, he never did anything. He went and got donuts and spent hours getting donuts. And I remember at the end of the night, he sat down with a cup of coffee after doing nothing and said, "Oh, I love mission work." What mission work? You didn't do anything. And there's Martha saying, "We invite you over, Jesus, and I'm taking care of the dishes," and there's Mary sitting down. "Can you do something? Talk to my sister." And Jesus lets Martha down. "Oh no, she's fine. You keep doing what you want to do." Do you ever have that in your life? Where you're so busy making everything right and you look around and doggone it, the three slackers are over there sitting at Jesus' feet, soaking up the good times. And the end answer isn't as easy as we'd like, because dishes do need to get done. Kitchens do need to get cleaned. But we also need to visit with Jesus. And not just visit. We need him in our lives. And not only Jesus, but our cousins and our good friends. We can work so hard to make everything just right that we haven't been one bit welcoming. Can you imagine being at your home, or if you lived in a tent at the time, and God comes by and you grill up some steaks for God, and you bake God a loaf of bread? That just, how does that happen? Well, in this week, of all the things that you have in this week, there will be somebody who comes in your life. And it might be somebody you've seen 7 days in a row. It may be somebody that you will have never seen before. And you and I, we can busy ourselves up making sure the dishes are right. Or we can open our hearts. Or we can do both. Can you put the dishes away until the end? When our first son was born, we got a card from a wonderful woman, and she said, "Now your house won't be clean again." And she said, "You can spend your life keeping a clean house." And this is not an anti-clean sermon. And she said, "Or you can enjoy your son." I hope you enjoy your son. When you have the choice of picking up the living room or enjoying your son, she said in her note, "I hope you enjoy your son." Our living room is generally clean some of the time. Much of the time, our house is, we try. My life is, I try. But I'd rather sit down with you over a cup of coffee or hot chocolate or a smoothie, without getting it all fixed first. And God wants to be in your life and in your heart before you get it all cleaned up. Because if you have to wait, if we have to wait till it all gets cleaned up, until we can let God in, Oh, good grief, there's not enough time in the world. I know. I scrubbed that garage floor. As you go in your life, as you go in your week, may you be blessed to have so much open. That if you live right now in a commuter car where the passenger seat is filled, may you be happy enough just to shove the stuff onto the floor and say, come on in. To whoever you're taking out to lunch or to whoever you're taking for a treat. May you be blessed that go ahead and leave that back bedroom door wide open and say, yep, that's my life, God. May you be blessed to welcome God as you are and then enjoy God wherever you are. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Would you stand as we sing our praises to God?